Federal prosecutors have charged four men in what authorities are calling one of the most sophisticated cross-border smuggling operations discovered in recent years. The tunnel stretched nearly 1,933 feet from Tijuana into a fake Buy Four Less retail store just feet from the Otay Mesa port of entry.
The engineering here is staggering, Marcus. This wasn't some crude hole in the ground. The tunnel featured a 55-foot-deep hydraulic lift, full electrical systems, and ventilation. Authorities believe it was built and operated by the Jalisco New Generation cartel.
The four defendants tell quite a story about the scope of this operation. Gregorio Epifanio Hernandez Lopez, 29, and Jose Jimenez, 32, both from San Diego, along with Antonio Cortez, 18, and Brandon Escalante Sandoval, 26, both from Mexico. When they attempted to move their first shipment last Friday, federal agents were waiting.
That seizure was massive. Over 2,269 pounds of cocaine, roughly one ton, with an estimated street value of $45 million. What strikes me is that this was apparently their inaugural shipment through this tunnel. All that construction, all that investment, and they were caught on day one of operations.
This is the first cross-border tunnel discovered in Southern California since 2022, and it brings the total to 99 such discoveries in the Southern District of California since 1993. The location is particularly brazen, operating essentially under the noses of border security at one of the busiest ports of entry in the nation.
The fake retail storefront shows the level of planning involved. This wasn't opportunistic smuggling. This required months or possibly years of coordination, surveying, construction, and logistics. The Jalisco cartel has the resources for this kind of infrastructure investment, but it also represents a significant financial loss for them.
What's concerning for law enforcement is what this suggests about cartel capabilities. If they can build a tunnel this sophisticated with hydraulic lifts and power systems, what other infrastructure might be operating undetected? The investigation is ongoing, which suggests authorities believe this network extends beyond these four defendants.
For residents near Otay Mesa, this raises questions about what other legitimate-looking businesses might be fronts for illegal operations. The Buy Four Less store was presumably designed to blend into the commercial landscape while serving as the U.S. endpoint for a major smuggling route.
Federal prosecutors haven't released details about how they discovered this operation, but given the timing of the arrests coinciding with the first shipment attempt, it suggests they had advance intelligence. Whether that came from surveillance, informants, or other investigative methods will likely emerge as this case develops.